funny. I have a funny story about you.
About me?
Yeah. Related to this.
About me. Okay. He just says it in passing. It's funny. I have a funny story about you.
All right, ready. Happy holidays and welcome to Geared Up, brought to you by National Car Rental.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
And I'm Todd Bishop. Andrew, I love this episode.
Yes. Annual. It's our annual episode.
That's right. It is our annual holiday gift guide. This actually predates Geared Up.
That's right.
On the main GeekWire podcast, you used to come in every holiday season before Black Friday, before Thanksgiving, and basically school John Cook and myself on what was cool.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember how long, like, was that like a decade ago? Like, I feel like it's like not, at least like 9 or 8 years ago is when this started.
I will say, I look back sometimes and I run across some of those pictures and we all look way younger. I have hair.
He's about to insult me.
And you look actually better today than you did back then.
Oh, there it is. I appreciate that. It's the hat.
So if you're new to this show, it is the hat. For people who are watching or not watching on the video stream, Andrew is wearing his shiny
sequined Santa hat.
Santa hat. It looks good. I love it. It's a great Santa hat. All right. So if you're new to this show, every year we run down our picks, the holiday devices, the presents that we would get for the people we love or for ourselves.
Right. If we didn't have these things, these are some things that we might want someone to buy us.
That's right. So Andrew, just overall, when you think about, before we jump in, mm-hmm. when you think about this year in consumer electronics, was it a banner year? Was it a slow year? Basically, how would you characterize this year in devices?
I mean, that's interesting because what you're asking me basically is what did I think of the topics that we've covered over the year? Because that's what this show is all about.
Maybe this is the New Year's show. I'm preempting right, our New Year's show.
It's a tease. But I think, you know, in general, I don't know that there's been anything released this year that I can point to and say that is like totally new. That's something, you know what I mean? Like last year we had the iPhone 10, which was a whole new form factor, new software, new hardware, new way of interacting with the device where you can say that is a big deal. This year we had the follow-up, which wasn't, you know, we already knew what it was like. So that's not to say that it wasn't an exciting year, but I don't know. There was no Nintendo Switch. There was no, you know, iPhone 10. So unless, I mean, there was the smart plug, which you love.
Don't ruin the surprise. Don't ruin the surprise.
Aside from that, I would say it was an average year. But what do you think? What would you say?
Yeah, I liked this year, and you're going to see this reflected in some of my picks, which are, I would say, modest but amazing at the same time. I liked this year for the refinement, the pushing forward of the envelope, and yet even though it wasn't something that was groundbreaking, earth-shaking, it was like, man, that's really cool, and it made my life better. Mm-hmm. It's not an entirely new category. It's not the new iPhone. It's not, you know, when the iPad came out. You know, it's not basically the introduction of VR years ago.
Right.
But it's pretty darn cool, and I'm very excited about the things that we're going to talk about today because they are within reach, and a couple of my items are below $30.
Oh, wow.
Which
okay.
I'm looking at the pile of...
Tech for all budgets here.
And that is not the case for you.
I don't think there's anything on there under 30. No.
All right.
My apologies.
So, Andrew, you have more items than I do. So, as we start our holiday gift guide rundown...
Right.
Why don't you start?
Okay.
So, what's number one on your list? Or actually, what is the first thing you want to talk about?
Yes, there's nothing... This is not in any particular order. The first thing I'm going to talk about... Let's jump in. I think this is a popular one.
Yep.
Smart home devices. So I'm pulling out a August smart doorbell camera. Got the Nest Protect smart smoke detector. And I've got the Ecobee 4 smart thermostat.
Okay.
So these are just, I'm not in particular recommending this is just showing that there are more than one company that makes really good smart home stuff. If you want to start building your smart home, you probably want to stick to the same brand for a lot of the stuff that you have. So, for example, if you have a Nest Protect, then you might want a Nest camera and a Nest doorbell and a Nest, etc. If you go with August, I use this personally. I have the August doorbell cam and the August smart lock and the August door keypad. So basically what this allows me to do is if someone rings the bell, the moment they ring the bell, it snaps a photo of them and my phone gets a notification. So it'll ring my house doorbell, but my phone gets a notification with the picture that just got snapped. I can talk to someone through here if I want to. I can unlock my front door from anywhere in the world. If, let's say it's a delivery, it's an important delivery, I don't want you to leave it on my front door. Open the front door, just slide it inside, close the door. And there's a keypad, so you can give anybody a code. And they can have a code that works at any time, or they can have a code that only works like on Wednesdays between 2 and 4 p.m. for the dog walker, for example. So this thermostat, by the way, this Ecobee 4 thermostat is cool because not only does it work with Alexa, so you can say, you know, Alexa, change the warm up, warm it up, turn the temperature down. It also is an Alexa device. You can say, Alexa, how big is a blue whale? And your thermostat will answer you.
So I have a big question on the thermostat.
Tell me.
How difficult is that to integrate with an existing HVAC system in a house?
Very simple. I was able to – I mean, I'm not a handyman by any stretch of the imagination, and I was able to install this in my own home. If you have a specialized system, though, and you would know if you do. So I now have a more specialized system that's it's called April Air. They also do smart home stuff, but they have an HVAC system with a humidifier, dehumidifier, air purifier, and all that. So now I have to use their smart thermostat. I can't switch over to one of these other ones and still use all those different components together. So now I'm kind of stuck with that one. But if you don't have that, and again, you would know if you do, this is cool. What I like about the Ecobee 4 also is that it comes with these sensors. So a lot of these thermostats, the way they work is they have a motion sensor built in so that if someone's walking by or if they just see motion, it knows, okay, someone's home. So I'm going to keep, you know, keep it powered on, optimized for someone being here. But if you have two or three floors and your thermostat's on the first floor and you hang out on the second or third floor, it will assume no one's home.
Right.
So you can take the sensor and put it in rooms where people are generally active, so it'll always know there's someone there. And now HomeKit is Apple's smart home platform. These are now HomeKit compatible. So you can say, when you see motion, do X. So, for example, it's not just for the thermostat, but if you see motion in this room, turn the lights on. Or if you see motion in this room, you know, whatever, close the garage, something like that. So this little thermostat, $250, I believe, is it does a lot more than just keep your home warm or cold.
Yep. So that is the Ecobee 4 smart thermostat. It's normally $250.
Yeah.
But I'm actually seeing here on Amazon, at least on my Amazon, is $199 on sale.
Okay. So that's probably going into Black Friday. That is probably a good Black Friday sale. So, hey, it's a good one if you want a smart thermostat. And then Nest. This is the Nest Protect. But again, I just brought this to grab something random. Nest makes thermostats. They make cameras. They make doorbells. They make smart smoke detectors.
Yep.
And so what this does is it talks to you. Instead of it beeping, it'll say, hey, the battery's low. Or it'll say there's fire in whatever room you designate. And studies show, believe it or not, that if there's an emergency, rather than the beeping, the voice of a female voice in particular, is more likely to wake people up than it is a beep or the voice of a man.
Wow.
So it's a female voice built in. And so if there's a fire, it'll yell at you to wake up in a female voice rather than beeping at you. But again, Nest makes a bunch of stuff and you can get, you know, there's tons of other companies out there as well, Honeywell. But smart home at this point, I feel like is mature enough and easy enough to use that pretty much anyone can do this. You just need a device and you need some sort of smart assistant to talk to, whether it's Alexa or Google or Bixby or Siri.
So if you are going to be getting somebody one of these as a gift, important to know a little bit about them, maybe know whether they've got an Alexa or
a
Google Assistant device in their house. So that is the Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm that sells for $120.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other device you talked about, Andrew, was the August Doorbell Cam Pro.
That's right.
That retails for $199.
And how much is the August Smart Lock? Because that's the main component.
So the August Smart Lock is $149.
There you go. So yeah, if you want to be able to control your door from anywhere you are. And also, it'll just sense you approaching the door as well, so you don't have to take out a key or anything.
Okay. So the next evolution of smart home, especially as you start integrating it with voice assistants, very good advice for the holiday season. Okay. You ready for my first one?
That's my first one. What's your first pick, and how does it match up to that?
Okay, here we have my first pick. It might look modest. It is a small dongle. It is the Lightning to SD card camera reader.
Hashtag dongle life.
Dongle life, exactly. Okay. This is $29. So this is the official one from Apple, but you can also find third-party ones that are certified, or at least they're capable of working with iPhones and other devices. So here's why I love this.
Tell me.
Cameras in phones certainly have gotten better.
Yeah.
But there are certain situations where it's so much better to have an actual DSLR, an actual camera.
Yeah.
You're shooting something across the way. There are moments when you need a lens, you need an actual camera.
Sure.
And the problem with that is the process of getting the photos from your DSLR to your phone. There are ways to do it. You know, you've got the iFi card, you've got wireless.
Right.
Increasingly, you've got wireless capabilities, like the camera that we use, the Lumix GH5, has wireless capabilities in an app. But, you know, wireless, man, like that is, for all of the advances in Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, it can be pretty glitchy.
Sure.
This thing is super reliable. So all you do is you take the SD card out of your camera.
Yes.
You plug this into the Lightning port right on the bottom of your iPhone. And they have versions of this for other devices as well, if you want, if you have a different phone, an Android or whatever. And then you put the SD card into here and it automatically reads it. You can just very quickly select the pictures that you want off the SD card. Frankly, it's easier with this thing to get the pictures off your camera onto your phone than it is to get the pictures off your camera onto your computer.
Interesting.
So $29.
$29. Let me see this.
Very, very easy. It's just basically got a Lightning port on one side and an SD card slot on the other. And it's amazing how easy this makes it. And the nice thing is you're out and about and you can post it to Twitter. You can post it to Facebook. From there, you can send it on text to somebody on iMessages. I love this thing.
Okay. Instagram. So interesting. Yes. Interesting. So what you have here is basically, if you are someone who likes photography,
yes,
and you're using, because most people, they'll just grab their phone. But if you actually like photography to the point where you're carrying around a separate camera, a dedicated camera, this is the easy way to get it back into, not just on your phone or your devices, but to put it in a place where those pictures are easily shareable immediately.
Exactly.
I like
that. And so for me, this is something to get somebody who is a photographer in your family, who has an iPhone or a different device if you want to get a different port.
Right.
And I think it's the kind of thing they would not think of.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, as someone as thoughtful as you can be, are looking at your list and see a photographer, I think this is, and it's cheap. So it's $29.
Yeah.
And that is really at the high end. You can get some of them for close to $10.
I'm sure. Yeah. And by the way, the newer iPads, and of course, the majority of Android devices use a USB-C port, and there are, like you said, there are versions of that for USB-C as well. So it's not just a device for Apple users. You can get an SD card reader to USB for the same purposes for other devices.
Okay, so that is my first pick. I know it's not glamorous, but I actually think I provided a lot of value there, I hope, for people out there. And that is only the first of many such picks from me. All right, so that's the Lightning to SD card camera reader, $29. I can tell you're still skeptical, Andrew, but I will win you over by the end of the episode.
I'm just curious, is that a stocking stuffer or is that under the tree? Where does that go when Todd Bishop gives you that?
That's probably under the tree. All right. Well, that is our first segment. We've got a lot left to talk about. Andrew's got a giant pile of gadgets here on the table. You're listening to the annual Geared Up Holiday Gift Guide with Todd Bishop and Andrew Edwards, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Geared Up. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
It is our annual holiday gift guide here on Geared Up. If you're getting ready to go out on Black Friday or looking forward to shopping.
Or place some orders online.
Exactly.
That's me.
Exactly.
I don't want to go out.
Me too. If you're preparing to do that, you're avoiding your relatives on Thanksgiving, if it happens to be Thanksgiving when you're doing this, we have got the show for you. We are talking about all of our personal favorite gadgets, the things that we would give as gifts. were we to give gifts to you out there.
That's true.
Yes, absolutely. So, and we do sometimes do giveaways.
Yes, we do.
I feel like
yes,
I'm digging myself a big hole here. But before we go on, I should say a big thanks to National Car Rental for sponsoring Geared Up.
That's right. I do a show with them called Technically Speaking, if you haven't seen it. It's a show where I talk about the best tech, kind of like this, but for traveling. So if you're traveling, going on vacation or a business trip, I give you a look at the gadgets that you should be taking with you.
Absolutely. And in fact, our next gadget is going to be perfect for travelers, but we'll get to that in a second. Yes. Andrew has a great show, as he said, called Technically Speaking. You can find that on the nationalcar.com control center or youtube.com/nationalcarrent.
That's right.
So look for that. And it's basically a year-round gift guide.
There you go.
For yourself.
For travelers. Yes. For travelers. To make travel more fun and more efficient.
That's right. So a big thanks again to National Car Rental for sponsoring Geared Up. The latest tech puts you in the driver's seat.
And National Car Rental's Emerald Club will keep you there.
Nice. All right. Okay.
Nailed it.
All right. So let's hear it. What's the next one? What do you got?
All right. Next up is this guy right here.
No.
Not that exciting.
No, it looks
at first glance.
It's a small black brick, basically. Sort of, not even glossy. It's matte.
Matte.
Yes.
Which I don't like because it shows dust.
Fingerprints,
but hey,
too, yeah.
It's all right. This is from Mophie. If you're unfamiliar with Mophie, they're one of the leaders in mobile power. So this is a power bank. This one is called the Mophie ChargeStream Power Station Wireless. And what's cool about this is on one side, you've got a USB-C port. On the other, a USB-A port. So you can charge devices through the ports, but the ChargeStream Wireless also does wireless charging. So you can take your smartphone. If you have a phone that's enabled to be charged wirelessly, you just lay it on top and it'll start charging.
Nice.
So you can charge two things. So you can have your phone on top there charging and say your AirPods are dying, plug your AirPods in to the USB port as well.
So in that case, would you plug your AirPods into the USB-A port?
USB-A port. That's right.
Okay. And then at the same time, would you be using the USB-C port to charge something else, or is that to charge the actual device? The
USB-C port will charge this device, but you can also charge things that are powered by USB-C. So for example, if you have one of the latest MacBook Airs or even a MacBook Pro, I don't know if this is strong enough to charge a MacBook Pro, but there are other power banks that Mophie makes where you plug in USB-C and you have mobile power even for your computer.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, in this day and age, which is crazy, or you have a Nintendo Switch, which is also USB-C, just carry one of these around, plug in, and you're good.
It's interesting because this device, the ChargeStream Power Station Wireless from Mophie, it's only $80. I mean, and I say only, I say that because I've accidentally forgot my charging cord for my computer, which is USB-C, and I had to buy one at the airport.
Okay.
And it cost more than this.
Oh,
and I realize
wow.
this is not necessarily a replacement for that.
Right.
But still, this, to put things in context, $80 for something that charges wirelessly and is essentially a power station. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And I think it gives you about 12 hours of power as well when you're on the go.
So
that's not bad.
So for people who might be thinking about getting this for somebody on their list to be able to allow them to charge wirelessly, they would need to know whether the device that person has, the phone that person has, supports the Qi wireless standard.
Yes. You would need to know that. Now, again, this does work for charging anything that you plug into it. But if you want them to be able to charge either two things at once or take advantage of the fact that it is also a wireless charger, then you would need to know that they have a device that is capable of wireless charging. And the thing is it's almost ubiquitous these days. Like almost any smartphone you pick up, especially a flagship phone, is going to support wireless charging.
And on the Mophie site, they actually have a list of compatible devices, including the iPhone XS, the 10, the XS Max, the XR, even down to the iPhone 8, plus Samsung and other Qi-enabled devices.
Yes.
And it's Qi QI.
That's right.
If you're looking for that. So
that's right.
Very, very good. This to me is sort of more in the realm of something I would recommend.
It's practical.
Yes.
This is practical. Like, this is something you can throw in your bag and just know that whether it's your computer or your phone or your game console or your tablet, if you're in need when you're on the go and you're running low on juice and can't find an outlet, Just pull this out of your bag and plug in. You're good.
Okay. So once again, that is the Mophie ChargeStream Power Station Wireless.
Yes.
$79.95. Pretty cool. Very cool. Okay. Might not be as cool as my next.
Oh,
item,
okay.
Though. Andrew,
challenge
are you ready for
thrown
this?
Down.
I hate to say, I have talked about this one before.
Like last week.
No, it wasn't last week. It was a few weeks ago. So this is the brand new Amazon smart plug.
Okay.
Works with Alexa. Just $25
$25
this thing. And I'm holding it here in my hand. Again, it looks very modest, but this, I think, is one of the greatest consumer electronics, at least one of the greatest smart home
of all time.
Inventions of all time. So the reason I love this so much is because it is so easy to set up. I have spent hours and hours, mm-hmm. possibly even on a cumulative basis, days at this point.
Wow.
Trying to get smart plugs and other smart home devices to work mm-hmm. with Alexa. And the problem with third-party smart plugs is that you've got to do all sorts of connections. You got multiple apps you got to work with. You've got it's super, you know,
annoying.
Is it on the 5G version of
right,
your
right.
wireless?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah that
I
whole
hate
thing.
That.
Oh,
I
my
hate
God.
That.
Don't even get me started. It's just painful.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I ended up stopping giving smart plugs as gifts because, you know.
So you were a smart plug giver in the past. And you know what? I'm stopping this.
Yes, exactly. Because it would just be painful. Like it would turn into this negative experience as I was like, oh no, it's really cool once I get it
right.
set up tomorrow, you know? So at any rate, the cool thing about this one is it is super easy to use and set up. And the key is that if you're doing it for yourself, you want to buy it with your Amazon account mm-hmm. and make sure you have got Amazon Wi-Fi enabled. And by Amazon Wi-Fi, I mean the ability to have Amazon store your Wi-Fi password, which I recognize probably does creep some people out.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it if this is the benefit.
Right. Now, did you ever tell your wife that Amazon has your Wi-Fi credit?
Need to know. Need
okay.
to know basis
curious,
on these things.
Curious.
Yes. Let me just. There's lots of things like that we don't talk about, Andrew. My wife is the same person who did not want to test the Amazon Cloud Key.
I remember.
The Cloud Cam with Amazon Key. Yes.
Yep.
No. So anyway, literally you plug this thing in. If you've got all that set up, you do nothing but plug it in.
Yep.
It detects your Wi-Fi network and sends an alert to your smartphone and says it's ready to use. It is.
And that's it. You're good.
That's where it got me.
And you can immediately say, so would it be like Alexa turn on?
Yeah. I think it starts it as, it gives it a uniform name like plug one or something
okay.
like that. And all you got to do is go in the Alexa app, hit edit, change the name, and you're
and
good
you change
to go.
It to like probably the device that's actually plugged into it, I assume.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Alexa, turn on living room light, whatever.
Yes.
Immediately. That is nice. So that is nice, especially the price, $24.99.
Yep.
Not bad. You do have to be in the Alexa ecosystem, though.
True.
To take
True.
Advantage.
Yeah.
Which I assume a lot of people are. But I guess
but
my main point, though.
Yeah, no. People are using Google Assistant.
Right. If you're using Google Assistant or Siri, then it's not going to be something
yeah.
that would work for you.
Good point.
I like the ones where they work with multiple. Those are my favorite ones. Like
yeah.
like earlier, I mentioned the Echo
I'm
B4. That'll work with Google Assistant, Alexa, and Siri, regardless of what you're using. But still, $25 for a simple, you know, get started right away.
Yeah.
There is something to be said for convenience.
Absolutely. So that is the Amazon smart plug, works with Alexa. It is not an Alexa device unto itself.
Okay.
But it is only $24.99 and it's in stock. And like, I would buy these for everybody on my list if they had an Alexa device.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
What do you got next?
Next, let's talk about smartphones.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm always curious because I feel like smartphones are kind of a weird gift.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever buy
anybody.
Because
you have to like
anybody.
Get a plan
yeah, yeah.
and all that. But they're also a hot holiday item. Like people are buying smartphones and giving them to people as gifts.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
That's
it happens.
Brave.
So the smartphone I'm recommending right now is going to be – it's controversial. This is controversial because the techies out there
yes.
think this is a terrible phone. This is Apple's iPhone XR. $750. It is the ultimate upgrade for someone who's running an iPhone 8 or lower. So if you know someone who's running the iPhone 8, 7, 6S, for example, and you want to get them an upgrade, this is fantastic. You're getting, for all intents and purposes, the latest iPhone XS in a little bit of a bigger screen with very few compromises.
One of the compromises is if you really look at the screen closely, it's not the same as the iPhone.
Right. You have to be like right here, though. Like, you really have to like pixel peep and to really see that it's the, so it is a lower resolution display, but it's the same resolution as the iPhone 8. So if you are not resolution, the same pixel density as the iPhone 8. So again, if you're someone who uses an 8 or below, you're not going to see any difference. The screen is actually a little better. This is also the iOS device with the best battery life ever released. So this is best battery life. You have the assortment of colors, which at first I was like, that's kind of silly. But then as I've seen over the past few weeks, people are like so into these colors. Like you're on Instagram and people, look, I got the yellow because it matches my, like, what? It matches my school colors.
Yeah. Did you get that one because it almost matches your jacket?
Well, this.
And your hat, almost.
So what would you call this color here?
Is that fuchsia?
You see, in the pictures, this looked very orange. And I wanted it to match my watch band.
Fuchsia.
But it does not. This is coral. It's called coral.
Coral.
And in the right light, it looks orange, but not in all the light. So whatever. But if you want a good phone, flagship class phone without the extra $250 for like luxury features that ultimately the average person might not even care about or notice, iPhone XR.
Excellent.
iPhone XR. And it supports wireless charging. So you throw that on the Mophie.
Nice.
There you go.
So quick question for you. If you were going to buy somebody a smartphone for the holidays, would you go to their wireless carrier, get a plan? Like, that's been always been my challenge. If you want to do that, you kind of have to do it with them.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or could you buy something that's not tied to a plan, knowing what carrier they have and let them retroactively add their wireless plan?
Yeah, well, the best way to do it, and obviously – I guess it depends on your income level, but $750 for this phone gets you an unlocked device. Yeah. So you go to the Apple store, you pay $750, you walk out with this. You can put any SIM card in here.
Yeah.
So you can put it doesn't matter what their wireless carrier is. They'll take the SIM card out of their own old phone, put it into the new phone, and they're done.
Oh, really?
They're good to go. Yeah. I hope that's how you buy your phones, by the way. Because here's a little tip. Here's a holiday tip for everybody out there. If you get a new phone, all phones use SIM cards now. If you get a new phone and you say, oh, I need to call Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or Sprint to activate this phone, they will charge you an activation fee, $30, $35. Or you can take a safety pin and put it in the hole, take the card
and
out.
It works?
Put it into the other phone, insert, and you're done for free.
Really?
No one knows this for some reason. Now, everybody in Europe knows this because that's how it's been over there forever. But yeah, all you need to do is put your new SIM card into your device.
So, and a SIM card, for example, from an iPhone
Claire
8.
Knows.
A SIM Claire card knows. From an iPhone 8.
Yeah, the device doesn't matter. The SIM card just has your account credentials.
And would like T-Mobile or AT&T know, or actually, do you have to worry about whether it's Sprint or Verizon or T-Mobile or AT&T in terms of the wireless band?
Not anymore.
CDMA.
A lot of these devices, especially with 4G and now 5G, like CDMA was more of like a 3G thing.
Yeah.
And it still is a backhaul kind of thing, but these days you just take your SIM card and just pop it in to the phones. Even a couple of years ago, Apple did have like the CDMA version of the phone, and then GSM version of the phones. The GSM would work with everything, and the CDMA would only work with CDMA. Right. But even in those cases, if you had Verizon or Sprint, you can just swap the SIM cards between those two. But these days, like the iPhones now, they just support all.
Okay.
Same for things like the Pixel and Samsung devices. Like any flagship phone, you can just put your SIM card in. So for someone like me who reviews devices all the time, I can just move my SIM card between devices.
It doesn't
matter.
Well, the nice thing there is if you're buying it outright for somebody, you're not only getting them a phone, that you're likely reducing their wireless bill Well, what would you do? Would you take your existing device back and...
No. You just say, hey, here's your new phone.
Yeah.
And say, take your SIM card out of your old phone, put it in your new one, and you're good.
But what if you haven't paid off? What if you're on some kind of installment plan?
You can just sell it or whatever, or just pay off your installment. Like, let's say I had an iPhone 8 that I wasn't done paying off, and you gave me this. I can just go sell my iPhone 8 and then take the money and pay it off.
Okay. All right. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good tips. All right. So next up, I actually have one that... I think is also on your list based on what I'm seeing on the table.
What do we got?
And that's a little ironic because it's something that you really sold me on.
I know what this is.
My AirPods. I got to say, the reason I have these on my list is whenever I lose these once a week, I don't know what to do.
Your palms start sweating a little bit.
I go back to corded headphones, earbuds. And I feel like I've gone back into the 1800s.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that anybody uses earbuds with cords on them.
Right.
And it took you so long to convince me to get
these. I tried. You still haven't got your Apple Watch, by the way. I've been trying to convince you of that.
No, I don't need that.
About this.
You know what else? You know who I've convinced to start using these? Who bought his own pair?
Who?
John Cook.
No.
John Cook is using it
with his iPhone 4.
Yes.
That man does not like to buy. He likes to run something until it's dead.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I know.
Worse than you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's the other extreme in terms of like his cars and stuff. But yes, the AirPods, love them. $160. Great gift. This is another thing where if somebody's not thinking about getting these or isn't in the know, you can get these for them, and I think you'll just blow their socks off in terms of a holiday gift. Not that expensive, especially when you're talking about something in the $700 range, $160. This is good. And there's a good chance, right, that we might see the new AirPods come out?
According to what we're seeing with the Bluetooth Special Interest Group, it seems like we're on the verge of seeing new AirPods. I think it might be smart for Apple to maybe wait until after the holiday season, though, because you don't want people buying them and then a week later there's a whole new one and now people are trying to return and things like that. But we're on the cusp.
I will say one thing that I really want is a Find My AirPods feature for the case.
There is a feature for that.
No, for just the case alone. Really?
That is what the feature does.
Really? Okay, show me.
The feature
only
locates the case.
Andrew, I think you're wrong.
The feature does not locate the AirPods.
You're totally wrong. You're totally wrong. Trust me. Trust me. I know. I am an expert in lost AirPods.
Okay.
I am one of the world's foremost experts.
So you've lost an AirPod without the case?
Yes. Watch.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything's in the same place.
This is super,
so it's gonna be
super important here.
It's going to be difficult.
So here's my AirPods in my Find My iPhone app, right?
Okay.
That's where you go. So I've got them there, and I'm going to play a sound, right? Which is how you find them. So
yes.
I've got the case over here and the AirPods. Where's the sound coming from? Yeah, the sound is coming from the AirPods.
The sound is coming from the AirPods, yes. But what I'm saying is on the map, it is locating the case.
Well, but what if the case and the AirPods are – No. I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Are you sure?
All the location data is built into what's the electronics of the
really?
Case.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, but how – but
so if you drop your case and you have your AirPods in and you go home and you say, find my AirPods, it's going to show you where your case is and not where your AirPods are.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. My problem is frequently I lose the case in my house. So anyway, okay.
Do you have pockets? Like, it's the easiest thing to just put in your pocket.
AirPods, $159. Definitely get them.
Okay.
It is time for our last break. Coming up next, it is the grand finale. I am told that we will have a surprise coming up.
Everything's been a surprise so far.
It is the Geared Up Holiday Gift Guide. Todd Bishop with Andrew Edwards. We will be right back on Geared Up. Welcome back to Geared Up. It is our annual holiday gift guide. Todd Bishop.
Andrew Edwards.
And we are talking about our favorite gadgets for the holiday season, the things that we would buy for each other, for our own selves, or for people on our list.
I'm getting you another smart plug.
That's right. All right. So, Andrew, what's next up?
Next up, I'm going to say that laptops are always a big deal, especially for students.
You're so high-end on this show.
Hey, listen, this is a show about consumer electronics. That is not a cheap category, okay?
Oh, I beg to differ. But anyway, keep going.
So I'm talking about new holiday gifts.
Yes.
First of all, we've got the new Apple MacBook Air.
Nice.
The first time this has been redesigned since 2011. I'll hand that to you.
Is that rose gold?
That is gold.
It's gold.
That is gold. Not rose gold.
Come on.
But there is also
what's
a silver one. There was also there was a difference between gold and rose gold. There's a difference. There's also space gray. And then, so this isn't an Apple thing. This is more, because this right here is the Microsoft Surface Pro 6.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of using the hardware from the maker of the software. Yeah. So that's why I like Apple a lot. But this is Microsoft's version of that. They make Windows 10, and they make the Surface hardware as well. So both of these are good choices, whether you're someone who just needs a light laptop when you're on the go, or again, if you're a student or in college and you just need a great notebook that's lightweight. You don't need something like a MacBook Pro or a thicker gaming PC, something that powerful. You're just all about being mobile. These are two great options.
Nice. Very good. The Surface Pro, very popular. I've seen a lot of people with it.
Yes. It seems to be more popular than even the Surface laptop.
It might be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Okay. Okay. So, next up, I actually have something I want you to talk about that is on my list.
Okay, that's
because
weird.
Because I have noticed that you come in every week with this amazing backpack.
Oh, yes.
And I know it's a Peak Design bag.
Peak Design Everyday Backpack.
We got that's it right here.
Why do you have my bag? That's
tell me about this thing, because this thing is amazing.
Yeah, so the reason I got this bag is because I do a lot of business travel, and I wanted something that would make it easy for me to carry around all my stuff plus my camera. So what's interesting is most bags, when you open them, are just one endless hole, and you're just like reaching your arm in, right? So there is storage here up top, but I can turn it to the side and open, and now you can see I have multiple layers on the inside. So instead of being one huge hole, you can move these around. By the way, these are resized because I had a microphone to fit here, but I can just keep it open like that so I could have multiple. Or you can do this, so now you have two pockets there. And you have that for each level of the bag. The sides have pockets as well in them. It's just like a great all-purpose bag. And what's even cooler is the side pockets have straps in them. So you can tie in, like I can even put a tripod in here and strap it down. So
this is
everything
so cool
that you can think of for carrying around, this bag can do it.
You know, my mom listens to this show, and so I have an ulterior motive for talking about some of these things. But I especially like this
what's her name?
Peak, my mom, Peggy.
Peggy?
The new Peak Design bag. It is $259.
Peak Design Everyday Laptop, $259. But again, like,
it's that Peak Design Everyday Backpack.
Everyday Backpack. There's something to be said for having a bag where your stuff isn't just like crashing into each other, especially if you have expensive things like a DSLR. Like, you just have a dedicated area.
And the fact that basically you can sort of swing your backpack off one arm the other, and
just
basically
get to
opens
the side.
Up the side there.
And brilliant. It has that side pocket on both sides, by the way. So you can get to both side pockets.
You know what would fit very well in this is the Mophie wireless charger.
Yes, it would. Yes, Mophie wireless charger would fit very nicely in there.
This is end plug.
You know how many smart plugs you could fit in this bag? It's crazy.
But yeah, it is not cheap. It's $260. That's how many smart plugs is that?
That's quite a few. Ten.
Exactly.
Ten of them.
Good math. All right. So moving on. What's next on your list, Andrew?
Next, I'm going to close out with some of these.
Oh, you're closing out?
I'm closing out Apple.
Okay.
Out Apple. I don't want people to think everything's about Apple. But if you need a tablet, there's no other, you know, aside from the Surface, which is more of a laptop kind of tablet. If you just need a full-on tablet, there's no one else making tablets like Apple's making. So I definitely recommend. You've got the new iPad Pros, which are, as you can see, almost corner to corner, same design as the iPhone X style. Feel how light that one is.
Whoa.
Like that.
Wow.
That is the thinnest iOS device ever made, including the iPod Touch.
That's not lighter than an iPhone, but it's not. It's like,
it just feels so insignificant.
Yeah. For the size, it feels like it's nothing.
Right. It is more powerful than 92% of all laptops that ship today.
Wow.
So if you need some, again, if you're all about mobile and you want something powerful, you can grab this. This is the keyboard case. Flips out like so. So now you have yourself a little keyboard.
How much, do you know how much the keyboard case costs?
Keyboard case, I believe, is $129, if I'm not mistaken. There's also the Apple Pencil. The new Apple Pencil. This is cool. It now just stores right there.
Whoa, nice.
It's not going anywhere. I'm actually trying to shake it off of the iPad, and it's there. And what's cool about this is, do you remember the last Apple Pencil? I don't know if you had to like plug it into the port at the bottom to charge it.
Mm-hmm.
This charges it.
Wow. You just stick it on the side.
Stick it on the side and it charges it. And if I wanted to take this from this iPad to another one, which I happen to have another one right here. This is the 12.9-inch version. All you have to do to pair it to a new iPad is just put it there and then confirm on screen. And that's it. So if you want a great, powerful tablet, you don't need a laptop. The iPad Pro currently is the king.
Nice.
Especially if you're into design, by the way. You want to use the pencil. This is like a creator's tablet right here.
How nice is it, or how practical is it to actually use that keyboard, though?
It's fine with me. I haven't had a problem. Like, you can feel the keys there. It's like a weird textured feeling.
Oh, it's sort of indented there. But it's not the kind of thing that would replace your computer.
Well, it depends. I do know people who use iPad Pros to completely run their businesses. They have abandoned laptops and they're all iPad.
Nice. Okay. Good. All right. Last item on my list, Andrew.
You knew it was coming.
What is it? Oh, I knew this was coming. Yes, I did.
Oculus Go. Now, I love the Oculus Go, and I love it because it replaces stuff that was previously not very usable. In other words, you had to either put your smartphone in it or did I get too close to the mic there?
No. I was just enjoying your eyes being covered.
So you previously, you know, you basically had to either get a tether to a computer on the high end, or you had to stick a smartphone into something that was
correct.
And this is a standalone Wi-Fi enabled VR device. And I know you're going to ask me, like, what are the recent apps that I'm using?
I was about to say that. Well,
I was prepared for this. And,
I was going to say, are you still using this regularly?
I am. It's something that you can sort of sit there and basically try out all the new apps. I love to go in and see what's new.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of different things. There's things that are sort of like experiences that are much better with headphones, actual headphones. But it's nice that this actually has really fine speakers that you can just use. The coolest thing that I've been seeing lately, they surface on the Oculus browser homepage 3D photos from Facebook. So there's this new trend where people are able to do some tricks with their iPhone, right? Yeah. To create 3D photos. Those are really cool in the Oculus Go or in any other VR headset. But to me, this is VR that's made simple, easy. You know, there's always some new app or experience to try out. A lot of it is kind of virtual tourism, either through pictures or that kind of thing. The games, you know, I struggle a little bit with the games. They can be a little expensive. I haven't found a game yet that makes me go, oh, I got to get home and, you know, play my Oculus Go.
Right.
But still, to me, this is the beginning of the mass market for virtual reality.
Is your daughter still enjoying it?
No.
Really?
No, she's kind of moved on.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And I think in part, you know, I've got this up on my, you know, sort of in my office on the, just sitting right there on the shelf. And so it's, maybe it's not something that I, you know, put out into the family room or anything like that. So I think that might be one reason why.
Well, that's still interesting that I'm assuming she's also not asking, hey, daddy's home. Can I get in?
She's not. No.
Interesting.
Yeah. And part of it too is with her, it was a novelty for a while and fascinating, but it is disorienting.
Yeah.
And, you know, she would be done, you know, like, play a game for 20 minutes or 10 minutes and be like, gosh, I don't know if that's super healthy,
mm-hmm.
but for me, it's great.
Yeah. For you. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Okay.
For you, it's good.
So that is the Oculus Go, and you can get them in versions with 32 gigs or 64 gigs for either $199 or $249.
Okay. Not bad.
All right. So is that,
hey,
are we getting,
you know what? You know, I have one, I have something I forgot because I usually look around to see, like, what am I going to grab?
Yeah.
What are the things I use all the time? And my watch is always on my wrist, so it's not around.
Yeah.
But the Apple Watch Series 4 is probably the gift for an Apple fan.
Really?
More so than a new phone, more so than a new computer, more so than a new iPad. The Apple Watch Series 4, in my opinion, is probably, or the Apple Watch in general, is probably Apple's most important product right now.
Really?
I know the iPhone is still what makes them the majority of their profits, but I feel like the watch is going to be what takes Apple to the next, I don't know what you call it, precipice.
Wow, I am so skeptical of that statement.
Well, if you
yeah, I think it will take them to the precipice.
I don't know what what is a precipice anyway?
The next level,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like level. Yeah. For, it's going to take them there. Apple has been slowly using the watch as basically a device that's going to enrich your life. Like your literal life, though, like save your life. The Apple Watch has saved people from heart attacks, from upcoming heart issues. They've been using it and showing how people buy an Apple Watch and all of a sudden they're like losing weight and like all this kind of stuff. Like it's not just a device for distraction. Like oftentimes our phones are distraction. What's this notification? Or what's Facebook saying? What's on Twitter? Whereas the watch is more keeping you aware of your health. Now, the watch also, you can talk to people when you're on LTE. You can have, you know, store music on there. You can use your AirPods, keep your phone at home, go for a jog.
Now, that I like.
It's cool. You can stream. If you have an LTE plan, you can stream music right through the watch instead of having to store it on the watch. So the Apple Watch, plus you have your apps and your notifications and all that. Apple's done a great job with the watch. And I think if you have a phone, if you have a Mac, if they're not old enough to wear, like, a new phone is nice, but you didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
The watch, if you don't have an Apple Watch, that is the device to get, whether it's a gift to yourself or a gift to someone else. I'm a huge fan of the Apple Watch.
Okay. That's good. And so the Series 4 is out, starts at $399.
Yes, it does.
So that's a good one. Was that the last item on your list?
Last item on the list, but for those who you don't know, you know those people in your life where you're like, what do I get them because they have everything?
Oh, yeah.
For the people who have it all, sometimes you have to think outside the box.
Okay.
Or outside the bag.
All right. So Andrew is now reaching down into the bag that he would not even show me what
it
was.
Got my bag here.
What the heck is this? This is totally unexpected.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I think I know this is.
Okay. Here it is.
Holy cow.
This.
What? You have one of these?
This is Elon Musk.
Okay.
Elon.
Andrew just pulled out a gun.
Yes. And do you want to know why it was in the black bag?
Why?
Because I didn't want to walk anywhere outside with someone saying, who's that guy with the gun?
So it's a flamethrower.
You know, it's actually not a flamethrower. And it says so right here. Not a flamethrower. That's the name of this product. Because a flamethrower is a specific item with specific specifications that you may or may not be allowed to own, but a not a flamethrower is okay.
Okay. So this is – let's explain what you're holding here for people who may not see this.
What I'm holding is a black and white gun-like contraption from The Boring Company.
It would be like a rifle, I guess.
It looks like a rifle.
Close enough
now
to.
Listen, there is no propane attached right now, so don't worry that flames are going to start shooting out of this thing. But The Boring Company is Elon Musk's basically it's his traffic management company where they're going to be boring holes underground to allow traffic to move in 3D space. Instead of moving in 2D on surface roads.
And where does the not a flamethrower?
Exactly. So it's interesting because he has this idea for the Hyperloop and for getting traffic to be better in major cities. And you're like, okay, how are we going to raise money for this? You know what? I'm going to sell 20,000 flamethrowers, aka not a flamethrower. We're going to sell them. I believe they were $500 each. And there you have it. He raised money. So that's the only connection I can think of between The Boring Company's mission and the flamethrower was, hey, it's just a little something to get the word out there, get the name out there. And now here's the thing. They released 20,000 of these. I have number 8,178, as you see there. That's my serial number, and that's my version number. So it's official. They're all sold out. 20,000 flamethrowers, or not a flamethrower,
are gone. So how are you going to get this for somebody?
But for the person who has everything, you got to go to eBay or something and pick up a not a flamethrower. Because, again, this is an Elon Musk exclusive right here.
I love how it's got the propane cord.
Right. So I wasn't sure if I should, like, stop and pick up propane.
I'm glad you didn't.
Because you can just – it's for indoor and outdoor use.
So talk to me.
Right in here.
Wait.
You can do it right in here.
Yeah, you could. Wait. So talk to me about safety.
About safety, what do you want to know? I'm not a safety marshal.
Have you used this yet?
I have not used it yet. I just got this, so I haven't. If I had used it, I would have brought it in with the propane. It is for recreational use, and it doesn't throw a huge like flame across the room or anything. I think it's about a foot at most.
Okay.
You can see videos of this thing. All over YouTube, people who pre-ordered. Now, what's also funny about this is usually, like, people who are into Elon Musk are usually people who are into tech.
Yes.
So it's mostly techies that have all these, like, flamethrowers now and not really anybody else.
Got it. Okay, let me see how far it does go. Less than 10 feet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just 10 feet.
Wait, is that an official?
That's according to a review I'm reading.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen it go far when I looked on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, Elon assures you, ATF says any flamethrower with a flame shorter than 10 feet is A-OK.
There you go. Who's ATF?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
What the?
Yeah. Okay. It's the federal agency that would probably have a problem with us doing this inside.
I like how alcohol and firearms are in the same.
And tobacco.
Hey, right. It's cigarettes and flamethrowers.
How much did you get it for?
I believe it was $500.
On eBay?
No. I got in.
You pre-ordered.
I got in, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly who I would get that for.
Who would that be?
My brother-in-law.
Nice. There you go.
Wow. Okay. The Boring Company's flamethrower. Not a flamethrower.
That's right. Not a flamethrower.
$500. Wow. I did not. Andrew, you have taken the Geared Up Holiday Gift Guide to an entirely new level.
That's my goal every year.
How are you going to top this next year?
Whoa. Ooh, $1,500, Claire says, on eBay. So as we're leading to the holidays, you better get it quick because it's gonna go up in price.
Or you could get a SD SD card to Lightning Reader.
There you go. One of those. There you go.
All right. This is epic. Andrew, well done. And thank you. Seriously, all this stuff is great. And
yeah.
Super helpful to me, so I know it's gonna be helpful to everybody else out there as well.
Yes. Let us know. If you buy anything from our list, comment. Let us know. We're curious.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to the podcast or the radio, just go to geekwire.com/geared up and you can find the entire show with links to everything we discussed. And that is Geared Up for the week. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you're not already, you should subscribe to Andrew's YouTube channel for our live behind-the-scenes videos. You can do that at youtube.com/gearlive.
And, of course, you can subscribe to Geared Up in your favorite podcast app. Just search Geared Up. That's two words, not one, in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
If you like what we do, consider leaving us a rating and a review. It really does help other people find the show. Geared Up is a GeekWire podcast. You can see more from us at geekwire.com. Claire McGrame produces the show and takes pictures of the flamethrower.
Yes.
Until next time, I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
Thanks for tuning in. Happy holidays from Geared Up. I don't believe you.
It's true.
All right. How many more you got?